Around the country, more than 100 cities and counties have passed resolutions opposing a war against Iraq, among them Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Ely, Minnesota, population 4,000. A week ago Tuesday, after about 5 minutes of debate, the city council passed the anti-war resolution. Tom Coombe, the managing editor of the local newspaper, the Ely Echo, says it's likely the most controversial vote the council has ever cast.
The reaction was very swift and overwhelmingly negative. Opponents brought forth several arguments, one being the council had no authority to take a stand on this issue when the city of Ely is currently facing about a $500,000 hit in lost revenue from the state of Minnesota that they count on immensely. And it's sort of ironic that on a day that financially might have been one of the worst for the city of Ely in its history, that wasn't even on the radar screen. The uproar over this resolution kind of stole the show.
Well, this uproar triggered, I take it, a very boisterous hearing at the city council this past Tuesday night. What happened there?
Well, I've covered city government in Ely for 9 years, and I've never seen anything like I witnessed at City Hall on Tuesday. General council study session might draw five people at the most, a couple of newspaper reporters, and usually you don't even get a full complement of city council people there.
Uh-huh.
This one was entirely opposite. There were people lined up outside the council chambers trying to get in. The chambers fit about 130 or 140 comfortably, and there were probably close to 200 inside. People were lined up outside, actually, even on the stairway coming up to the council chambers. It was covered live on local radio. It was covered live on the local public access television. And from what I understand, the bars and the restaurants, everybody was tuned in.
What was the tenor of the discussion? It sounds like things got pretty hot up there.
Oh, it certainly did. The crowd sentiment was overwhelmingly against the resolution. I'd venture to guess probably an 80-20 split percentage-wise. And I'm just basing that on the amount of applause. Veterans were very well represented, although veterans spoke on both sides of the issue. And the arguments brought forward were, you know, number one, the council, in the opinion of the opponents, had no business, you know, taking a stand on such a divisive issue, that the city had other issues more to its domain to worry about. And there were a few who spoke more on the tenor that the resolution was an embarrassment to the city, and there were some calls for resignation. And another factor in this is the economy of Ely. It's a real tourism-based economy, and the Chamber of Commerce, since this resolution came forward, has had numerous reports of cancellations.
Well, it sounds like the council members who might have voted on this thinking it wasn't such a big deal, some of them are now having a change of heart.
Yeah, one of the council members who voted for the resolution indicated that he would be favorable to a motion to rescind or repeal the resolution, and the council has gone so far as to schedule a special meeting tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 to consider the issue, and I fully expect it to be repealed.
Your paper there, the Ely Echo, has editorialized that the city council has no business passing resolutions on war, peace, or any other issue of which they have no control. What do you think about that?
You know, whenever a council acts on something that has such passionate viewpoints on both sides and doesn't necessarily, at least on the surface, deal with the business of city government, I think they were just asking for trouble.
Tom Coombe, thanks so much for talking with
us.
Tom Coombe is managing editor of the Ely Echo in Ely, Minnesota.